Makshirin chapter 1, Mishnah 6, ha'anofech ba'adashim. If a person blew on lentils, he blows with his mouth onto lentils, and the reason he would do that is levadkan im yafuesain, to check if they're good. So he wants to breathe on them, and if they moisten quickly, then apparently they were good. It indicates that they were easier to cook. So in this case over here, does this moistening, does it render them susceptible to impurity? Rabbi Shimon Omer einan b'chiyutan. He says, The rule of Kiyutan does not apply in this case, and they are therefore not susceptible to impurity just by blowing on them. But the rabbis disagree. They say, B'chiyutan, it is. The moisture from the person's breath does count as water, and therefore it is susceptible to impurity if he blew on the these lentils to check if they're easy to cook or not. Next case, va'ochel shumshimin be'etzbao. If a person is eating sesame seeds with his finger, and the way he does it is he picks them up, he puts his finger in his mouth, right, he wets his finger, and then he's got some sesame seeds in his hand, and he sticks his finger into the sesame seeds, and they stick to his finger, and then he eats them. That's how he does it. So mashkin sha'al yado, the liquid that is now left on his hand, in his palm of his hand, Rabbi Shimon Omer einan b'chiyutan, that does not render other things susceptible to impurity, says Rabbi Shimon, this doesn't count. But the rabbi said, no, it does apply, and whatever would be in his hands, for example, would be susceptible to impurity. If a person conceals his fruit in water because of thieves, so he's basically hiding his fruit, he's hiding it in a well or something like that, Einam b'chiyutan. So the halacha of b'chiyutan doesn't apply because he doesn't want the fruit necessarily to get wet. He's just hiding it. So in this case over here, they are not susceptible to impurity. It says the Mishnah, Maaseh b'anshi Yerushalayim shetamnu tvelasan b'mam mipnei hasikarin, that there was a case, a story, that the men of Jerusalem concealed their dried figs in water because of the sikari. The sikari were robbers who used to come and confiscate people's property. They used to hide their figs in water. V'tiharu lehem chachamim. And the rabbis declared that the fruit remained pure because this didn't render them susceptible to impurity. Hanosan perusav b'shiboles hanar lavan imoy. If a person places his fruits on the stream of the river to take them along with him, meaning that he floats them, he's not able to carry them, so he lets them float on the water. So in this case over here, einan b'chiyutan. Again, the principle, halacha of kiyutan, does not apply. The fruit's not rendered susceptible because he doesn't want to moisten it. He wants to float them on the water, yes, but he doesn't want them to get wet. That's just an automatic byproduct, and so they are not rendered susceptible to impurity.